Speaking of Kevin Stallings, head basketball coach at Vanderbilt, and Kevin, you've been craving the opportunity for some extended practice time with your team. Is that what you've gotten in the past week?
Well, we let them go home for 4 or 5 days for Christmas, Mark, and we probably had as long a Christmas break as we've ever had in a basketball season, and that consists of, you know, a 4 or 5 day break. But we actually had some practice time during finals, which I really felt like gave us a chance to get better. Now, I thought that we got caught looking ahead with the Furman game. I thought that, you know, especially our freshmen were their heads were kind of out the door and home for Christmas, and I thought that kept us from playing the way that we wanted to play. Obviously, we were still able to win the game, but we've come back and had, I guess, 3 practices now since they've been back. We'll have another practice this morning in preparation for the game in the morning.
Your team has held its last 5 opponents to under 35% shooting. Is that indicative of the defense it's playing?
You know, I think our defense has been our best trait. It's been the best thing that we've done thus far. We've been inconsistent offensively, although I thought we, again, I think we've shown improvement offensively, but especially lately. But I think that defensively, we've guarded pretty well. And I told our team the other day, Mark, that I feel like the key to our season, the keys to our season are going to be how we rebound and how we take care of the basketball. If we're a high turnover team, you know, high teens or up around 20 or something, then we're not going to be very successful. And if we give up a bunch of offensive rebounds, we're not going to be successful, because our defense, you know, in football terms, is probably the more of the style of bend but don't break, and we're going to try to outlast offenses, and it's not going to do us any good to outlast the offense if we, you know, make them miss and then we give up offensive rebounds.
Kevin, I heard you say this, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it illustrates how your team is maturing, is that they're learning how to play and attack different types of defenses.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you have a young team, when you're starting 3 freshmen and a sophomore, everything you see, you feel like you're seeing, they're seeing it for the first time. So, you know, you see a team that presses and drops back to zone, or you see a team that gets out in the passing lanes, or you see a team that traps, or all those things you feel like you're seeing for the first time. And as a coach, you sort of take it for granted that your guys understand sometimes, okay, well, we've covered this in practice, but you need reps, and you need practice against that and experience against things like that. So I think we're learning how to attack pressure defenses now, because now we know that, okay, we need to get the ball inside. Well, if we see a team that's playing a packed-in defense, we need to screen a little better. You know, we're starting to figure out the things, the little nuances of what makes good offense. And as we learn that, I think our team will do nothing but get better.